Come learn and I'm like your We are up to the Chav Dalad Omer Aleph. New sentence. The Chav Dalad Omer Aleph. We are learning the Rav Chanina's Chiddush that we have a Roiv that tells you, the probability tells you one way, and proximity, Karev, tells you something else. We'll follow the Roiv. And the Gemara wants to bring a proof from the fact by a woman, we say, she don't know where her blood came from, if she spotted, whether it came from a part that makes her a nida, which is a roiv, or it comes from another area, which is called Aliyah, upstairs over there. It's karev, but it's not the roiv. And the din is that she is tame. So we see that roiv is the more dominant principle. And Rav says, can't bring roiv from there, because this is not just a rule of roiv. This is a roiv of matzah. This is like 100%. Baharaya, we're going to burn truma if she touches truma. We're going to tell her to bring a carbon if she walks in the base of Megzim while she's tame. Then Rav said that and since Abchia said that you burn truma and everything else, we learned three din from Abchia. The first din is that roiv, you follow roiv, which contradicts what I was a minute ago, that you cannot prove from here because it's not just probability, it's 100%. The second thing we learn from here is that, wow, that Reiv is Mahatayda, because we're going to burn Sreifa. And the third thing we learn from here is the following. When we have nine kosher stores, or one Sreifa store, you found a piece of meat, the dinner is you go after Reiv. So there's a Machlekes, you go after Reiv. You need two Reivs or one Reiv. The Gemara in Ksuvah is after Zvav over there, the Sugya, whether you need two Reivs or one Reiv. Do we say there's only one roiv because you close the doors of the city, or do we? The city doors are open, so you have also the roiv people outside the city, around the area is also full of Yiddish butchers. So it says the Gemara here is only one roiv, and yet it's enough. There's an opinion there that says you need two roivs to make it strong, and here it's even one roiv. So up to the third shmamina from Rab Zeda that says that one roiv is enough. That even though the doors of the city are sealed, there's only one roiv. Nine kosher butchers to make a kosher is enough. Because the other opinion says you need two roivs, that also the doors of the city are open, the gates of the city are open, and the city, the neighboring cities all have kosher butchers, so therefore it's not this roiv, it's that roiv. Even though the gates of the city are closed, how do you know from here? Because here's only one roiv. The isha, woman, kidalsa is medina nul. It's not mir lazif. The doors, the gates are all sealed. Either most of the blood comes from her uterus, or from the mucker, or the blood comes from the aliyah. There's only one possibility. Only one roiv there. And yet we're going to burn truma based on this. We're going to let her bring kabbonis. I feel the hachi causing the bosser ruba. Fred, you get mother, but Rava, the kama, Rava, you yourself said you cannot bring a raiv from Abchir's din. Because this is not just a case of raiv. Raiv umotzi, leka le mandam, and nobody argues. Abchir's principle, people argue. But raiv umotzi, which means it's like 99.9%, everyone agrees that you follow the raiv. So Gemara says, how did Rava mahi? Rava changed his mind from there. Rava changed his mind. That he doesn't hold, there's no difference whether it's just a roiv 51% or 99%. Once it's roiv, it's roiv. If it's not 100%, he said, what's a chiluk? Rabbi says, in Svara, maybe, what's the difference if it's 51 or 99? Both of them are not 100%. And yet we're treating it as if it's 100%. So therefore, it teaches you, once you're more than half, then it's roiv. Says the Gemara, Itmar, last year question, we learned, Chavis, a barrel of wine, Shetzofa Benar, that was floating on a river. The question is, you find it, can you drink the wine? Is it Yayin Nesech, or do we say it's Yiddish wine? Says the Gemara, Omar Rav says, Machlek Rav Shmuel, Rav says, Nim Tzas Keneged Ir Sheruba Yisrael, if you found it next to the city where the majority of people are eating Muteris. Keneged Ir Sheruba Nochim, we found this in a place in the city where most of the people are Goyim, then Asur, it's Asif. Okay, so in other words, you follow the roif. Comes along Shmuel and says, I feel the name Tzas Keneged Ir Sheruba Yisrael Asura. Even if you found next to the Yiddish city, sorry. So according to Rav, you look at Karev, wherever it's closer. Says Shmuel, I don't care, it's closer. I feel the name Tzas Keneged Ir Sheruba Yisrael. You found it right next to where you're eating Asura. You know why it's Asura? Because Emor, let's say, it came from another place which has more people. We go after the roif. Emor, let us say that it came from Ihi Dikira. Came from a place called Iyedikiram. It's a place on the Har Pros. Therefore, that's where it came from. What's Machlekes? Lema, let us say. Sorry, it came from. Lema, say, but Rab Chanina, come if you argue Rab Chanina, the Mad, East Lady Rab Chanina, Rav holds of Rab
holds, does not hold Chanina Rav holds, you go after Karev. And therefore, wherever you found the wine, next to Jewish neighborhood, it's Jewish. Next to Goyish neighborhood, it's Goyish. And Shmuel holds that holds a Chanina, you go after the Rav, and therefore, even though you're next to the Jewish neighborhood, since it's the next city, which is a much greater city, many more people full of Goyim, therefore, you cannot drink from the Malach Chanina. Such more like, no. Kuliyamla, everyone agrees. East Lahu, the Rabbi, everyone holds the Rabbi Chanina, Bahacha, Behir, Bahacha, this is Machlaikis. Everyone's a Chanina, so therefore you go after the Rav. So you should go saying maybe it came from Iyadikita. But things like this Iyadikita is upper river. This river has plenty of rocks all along the way. So we cannot believe that the wine on its own would flow down the river from wherever it went, from Iyadikita down to where, to this city over here, because it would have stopped. We've been caught, trapped by these big boulders. And different kind of blockages along the river. Marsavad Imisa, if it's true that me Karos, I came from the city, Akuli Upshuri Havim Metavale, there would have been all of these boulders that would have prevented from coming, or maybe they would even have drowned in the barrel of wine and through and made it, you know, would have split it and cracked it and would have just fell in the water somewhere. So that's what Av says. It probably came from right here, the local area. Mas of Shmuel says, "Harifa de Nahada Nokir." So, who told you that it was dropped right on this edge? So, therefore, it would have gone along the edge and would have hit these rocks. Maybe it was dropped off a ship in the middle of the river. In the middle of the river, the flow was strong, and there are no rocks in the middle of the river. It's only along the edges, and therefore, that's why it's possible. Okay.
I wonder if it's a city that has half Jews and half
Goyim. Oh, that's a good, yeah. So you're like Rav Yemia, exactly half and half. You know, we do people like you. We throw you out of yeshiva. Ahu chat. That's true. Ahu chat is a fascinating taste of it that you should maybe remember, or maybe you shouldn't really see the minute. Ahu chatz with the chamra, there was a barrel of wine in the shtakach that was found by Pardis of Orla. They found a barrel of wine in a Pardis of Orla, in a vineyard of Orla. So the question is, if the wine came from that vineyard, then it's the grapes were of Orla, you're not to drink the wine. And it's also Bahana. Sharia Ravina. Ravina permitted and said, no problem. That we're not worried that this wine came from this vineyard and that it was stolen from this vineyard. Lema say, Mishum de Sava, Allah, the Rabbi Chanina, even though there's so many other places where the wine could have come from. And therefore, he holds, instead of saying that it came from this Urla place, which is Karev, he says it came from other vineyards, many other vineyards further out, that are kosher, they're not Urla, and we go after Rav rather than Karev. A Raya to Rabbi Chanina. Or he paskins like Rav Chanina. He's going to a shiny awesome. No. There's enough evidence that it didn't come from this vineyard. Not because of Rav and Karev we follow Rav, but because there's no possibility it came from Karev. Why not? Because the Imigna Minei, if it was stolen from this Earl of the Earl of plant, would you hide it right in the same place where you stole it from? It's Nuye Begave Le Mitzane. You would, if you hide it over here, it means you stole it somewhere else. If you stole it from here, why would you hide it in the same place you stole it? The owner would come and find it and take it back. So you wouldn't do it. Bahani Mili, when do we say that this, so therefore we'll assume that it came from elsewhere. When do we say that about Charam when it comes to wine? Aval Inve, when it comes to grapes, Mitzani. It does happen that you steal the grapes and you hide it and you plan to come back later. I'll just do a little interesting tastes. Ratznui Begave. Yeah. That's Nuye Begave, says Tesis. You tell me what? That the wine, you wouldn't hide it there. So if you stole the wine, you wouldn't hide it there in the vineyard. So it must be it came from elsewhere. And that's why Rav and Karev will say that's Rav, it's not from Orla. But maybe it's Goyish wine. If you follow Rav rather than Karev, so it didn't come from this local region right here, it came from out in the world. Most people in the world that produce wine are Goyim. So how can you drink the wine? If it's not Manushach, if it's Jewish wine, then it's Orla, because it came from this vineyard. And if it's not Jewish wine, you look at the out there, most of the wine would be, the Ganef probably is a Goy. So where would the Goyish Ganef steal it from? From a Goyish vineyard. Look at his answers there. The Yeshleim, the Rav Ganve, Yisro. You hear what he says here? This industry, this profession of Ganavim is a Jewish profession. So most ganavim are yidden. We're talking Bavel now. So most people in Bavel were not Jewish. But most ganavim were Jewish. So if you follow Roiv, if it's Jewish, why are you stealing wine? So you can use it, either sell it or drink it. So it had to be kosher wine, because Yayin Nesach is also Bahana. Hear those faces? Others had wanted to put a gis in Tesis, Roiv Yisrael Ganva. But Tesis had Achmanus, he wrote Roiv Ganva Yisrael. Pretty awful Tesis. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Hani Ziki de Chamra. There were these barrels of wine, the shtakhen, that were found Bekapoi, in a place called Bekapoi. Shadini Rava permitted them. You found them hidden, stored amongst vines, and in a place called Bekapoi, and Rava was matted. Lema, why was he matted? Because it probably came from here, local, which is Kadiv. Lema, loisava lo derav chanina, maybe the whole lag of chanina, you go after the raiv. And if you go, if you hold that chanina, you go after the raiv, you'll be trade for wine. Obviously, he holds you look at the local area because Kariv, not like a chanina. So you want a shiny hossam. It is different. The ruba de shvuchai, most of the people who pour wine from barrels into small ones to sell to goyim, Yisraelinu. Most of the people who swap it from a barrel to you found a ziki. Ziki is not a barrel. Ziki is like made out of leather pouch. It's more for travelers. So therefore, most people who do this business, who are racist, in the business of selling bottled wine, when did we say this? They were large ones. Talking about large, not barreled, but large sacks of wine, large of these things. Avozutre. So therefore, since it's the large ones, it's mainly a business, a production line, and it's mainly eaten. So therefore, you can't say, oh, somebody's walking down the street and dropped it, because it's not only people when they walk, they only had small ones, little canteens. Not something that's like this, it's not the size of a barrel, but it's not the size of a canteen. It's something usually you take with you when you travel. So therefore, Aval Zutra Eimam, but if it's very small, we'll say, it fell from anybody, it could be a goy, and therefore a ben asa. But you could have it, but if he found them together, the large and the small, then Eimam Bavruli have a mancha. Then I would say, that maybe was put there because of donkeys. They have to, when you put things on donkey, you have to try to make sure the weight is equal on both sides. So therefore, we'll say they both came from the same owner. But the reason why you have small ones here as well is because the weight wasn't even. So you put a little bit here to otherwise the donkey will just can't manage if the one side heavy another one, the other one. So therefore, the main thing is the big ones, and therefore we say it's kosher. Mishnah. Marchikin esa ilan min ear. You should not plant trees next to a city. At least a distance of Esim Mechamish Amma. We're going to see later, because this is the beauty. Today, we believe that trees is a beautiful thing. In those days, trees were not considered beautiful. We want open space. So a distance of 25 Ammas around the city. Over Charuv, over Shikma, when it comes to carob trees, when it comes to sycamore trees, there, Chamishim Amma, there they have, there should be at least 50 Amma. They have so many branches, it makes it dark, whatever it is, so keep them 50 Ammas away. Abba Shol says, Kol Ilan Sadak, every thorn tree, every barren tree is embarrassing the city, Chamishim Mama. Even if it's not so leafy and so many branches like a sycamore tree, but if it's no fruit growing or anything else, it's not a very nice tree. You should be 50 yamas away from the city. Sorry?
Sunny
type
of thinking.
Yeah,
but trees are very nice.
Because today we live in a city where there are no trees. That's why we miss the trees. But if you live in the olden days where you have many, many trees, and having trees wasn't necessarily a boon for the city. You have plenty as it is. If the city is built first, Koiti still cut down the tree because it takes away from the beauty of the city, but the ain't nice and dumb, you have to pay. But the Elon Koita, if the tree was first, Koiti cut it down, the nice and dumb. So if the city was first, he had no right to plant the tree, you just cut it down. If the tree was there before he built the city, then you still cut it down, but you have to reimburse him. Safi, Zekodim. Whatever, you're not sure which is first, the tree or the city, then could you cut it down? Because regardless, you always cut it down. But, whoever planted the tree, prove that you were there first. Tell you what, my time, what's the svara? Amarula, Mishum Noye, here we're worried about the beauty of the city. Freddy Gemara, what do you have to come a mice with the beauty of the city? Why don't we learn? The reason is that in Oisin Sada, Migdash Le Migdash Sada, we learned in the Pasik that says that Madoisim Elevama, that says about the Ori Levim, 42 cities, 1,000 Amas around the city. This is how Rashi learns, the Rambam is different. But according to Rashi, 1,000 Amas around the city you have to leave barren, it's called Migdash. And then the 1,000 Amas after that, you only have a Sada, you have a field of grains and all that. Because you don't want to go too far, you want to live near the city. And then after that, you have forests. So what are you telling me, 25 Amas, 1,000 Amas? And you're not allowed to make a Sada Migdash, make a Sada Zimar Loit, Tzrich, you know, we need to follow two answers. Gemara gives. One answer is Rabbi Lazar says that this din that you have to leave surrounding a city, 1,000 Amas, that are barren, is only the Ore Levim, but not an ordinary city. So the Chachamim just says, I agree with Rabbi Lazar, an ordinary city, you don't need 1,000 Amas to leave beer, lie beer, but 25 Amas you do. No, I'm not Oisin Sada Migdash Sada. Hoch over here, Mishum Naya Eel, I have dinner here because the beauty of the city, I don't want you to do it. Ulder Rabbanan, another answer is even Rabbanan. Rabbanan say a normal city, it's like 1,000 cities, Amas barren. What does barren mean? You don't plant grains, but trees might be different. Ulder Rabbanan, Midamani, ain't oysters, they make the shodder, make the shodder, honey mill is royim, we don't want you to grow wheat and all that. Aval Ilanas of Dinan, but trees you're allowed to build within the first thousand. When we say the first 1,000 Amas, don't you plant any grains? Doesn't mean it should be like a desert. It means you can have trees, but no grains and all that. That's all. Aval Ilanas of Dinan, but even for Ilanas, when it comes to the beauty of the city, Loi, don't go closer than 25 Amas. Freg di Gemara, Umino Temra, how do you know the Shani ben Zroin Ilanas? How do you know there's a difference between Zroin and trees? How do you know the difference between the two? Tanya, we learned Karfif. We know that in Hilchos Shabbos, if you have an area like a garden, and the thing is that if it's larger than the Mishkan, which is 50 by 100 amos, so if there's a wall, it becomes just a yachid. But only if it's hukuf ledira. Hukuf ledira means that there was a house there first, and then you put a wall around it, so the wall is there for the house. Not the wall is there for the grass. The wall is there for the house. So what happens if you have a large karfif, larger than the Mishkan? Okay, you have a wall around it, fine. But then you planted a botanical garden there. It's called Zroyim Betecha Karfif. The Zroyim break the Eidav. Because the Zroyim, you're not going to walk on top of the Zroyim. So there's an area here that is not inhabitable. It's not walkable. And therefore, it breaks the Eidav. That's the problem when you have every Eidav around the city and you have a botanical garden in the middle of a lake. The whole area, yeah.
So it's already blocked off from the rest, isn't it?
Yeah, but inside that, what you want to carry inside this wall.
In here.
Oh, okay. And there's a botanical garden in there. If that botanical garden... If you have a separation, no problem. But if you have a botanical garden in there, and that botanical garden has to be a minimum of 50 by 100 amas, the size of the Mishkan, it destroys the whole Eidav. That's what they do in a proper Eidav, is they make another Eidav around that to take it out of the Eidav. How do you know the Shayin is in London? How do we learn? Karfiv, Yoisim, Beisar, Karfiv, that's larger than 50 by 100 amas, Hukuv, the Dida, that was surrounded for Dida, Nizra, it was planted, Ruba, Yaregigina, now it's no longer considered a Dida. It's back to a garden, Va'osin, Allah carried. But Nita, if it just planted trees, Ruba, Yaregigachotze, Mutter, Mutter. So we see that trees are different, trees are not a garden. Let's do Rashi on this. Karfiv. Yoisim base asayim shehukul did right in the middle of the page just where we finished. So asayim hushia chutz of Mishkan. What's the cheshbon? It's like the chutz of the Mishkan courtyard of the Mishkan. The nasnu chacham shia the chol hekiv. That any area that's encircled. Shalom hukuf lodder betoichi. Any area that's larger than the Mishkan that does not have walls to live in there, you cannot carry. Orderly shtamish min abayis atoichi the use from the house in that area. Kigan karfiv shiva bika. You have a karfiv in the middle of a bika, big open area, and you have a karfiv there. But if you have a wall around an area, that's mukav ledira. I feel the base. I started kudin metalten about. You make an area around the city, no problem. You can carry there. We're coming hocha. Yes, the base is same. Shehukav ledira. A large area was surrounded for ledira. Who mukav metalten cool. You're allowed to carry in that whole area. Yeah, have an area around the city. But what happened? Nizer rubai butlu hazroim sham dira memenu shem dira memenu. If the area is larger than a chutz and most of that is planted with nice flowers or that people walk on, but it's like a garden. She ain't had kefil. It's no longer hook of the dida. Hoyo the yesem beis asayim who ain't metaltlin ba'oid. That if you have an area that is larger than a beis asayim included in that area, then the whole area is no good anymore. Avol nita rubai be lan trees. Ain't lan mevatan tzeir dirosim enu. The trees are not mevatan tzeir dira. About ikechotzes me abad. The courtyard in front of the houses. Shekifu dira muter. Yehrama dira muter. Back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, ve'im ha'ir kadma. We said like this: if the city was first, we chop the tree down, we don't pay a cent. If the tree was first, we still chop the tree down, but we pay your money. By a boy, when we had that, you're not allowed to build a plant a tree next to the boy. We said that if the boy was there first, then you plant the tree, we just knock it down, and we give you no money. Knock it down and we reimburse you. But if the tree was there first, then we don't do anything. So how come by the city we say if the trees were there first, we still knock it down, we got to reimburse them? By a bird we say we just knock it down. And there's no reimbursement. How come by a boy we say that if the boy was first, and then you plant tree, but you did the wrong thing, so we chop it down, but I still have to reimburse you? Over here we say that if you planted it illegally, we cut the tree down, we're giving nothing. Omer of Kanav, can't give an answer, because Kidra, when it comes to a pot, famous saying, Kidra says, Kedera, when it comes to a pot, the Beishutfe, a pot of Beishutfe, supposed to be Kedera from, yeah, it's a Kedera Beishutfe, a pot that two people are cooking together, it's not hot, not cold. It's not salty, it's not sugar. One person will put a lot of salt, one person will put a lot of sugar. One person wants a fire hot, one person wants a cold. You can't have two cooks spoil the broth. You only can have one cook. Over here also, because that the person, in the case of a city, who has to pay the guy with the tree? The whole city. And therefore we don't pay him. Because who's going to pay? So it's a kedei de v'shutfa. A city is a kedei de v'shutfa. You want to know why nobody reimburses them if the city was there, if the city was there first, and then the tree. Why do we? Sorry, if the tree was there first and then the city, why we reimburse them is because who's going to reimburse them? Freddie Gemara or Mike Kusha? What's the question in the first place? Dilma shiny as they could have. Over there, Taki had no right to put the tree after I painted a boy, but you're only hurting me. So therefore, I got to maybe reimburse it, still not cut the tree down. But here, I'm damaging a whole city. I'm mazik a whole city. I should get reimbursed. Why should I get reimbursed? Well, what's the question in the first place? What's the swada? Yeah. So the Gemara. Elit Marakana, safe in the next part. Not the part where he built it illegally, the part where he built it legally. He was there first. Ima Elan Kaino, she was there first. When it comes to a bar, we knock it down. And when it comes to a bar, we don't knock it down at all. And over here, we knock it down, but we reimburse you. Why? Okay, let him at least say over here, pay me first, and then we'll knock the tree down. Okay, you want, in the case of a bar, we say you don't knock the tree down at all. Okay, here you knock the tree down because the city. But why should I knock the tree down and then get paid? First pay me, I built it legally, and then we'll knock it down. That's what Avkana says. If we're going to wait for everybody in the city to pay him, it'll never happen. So we got to knock it down because the city looks ugly. And then we'll go to the Taita and hopefully we'll get paid. That's the difference. That's what he said.
So it seems like we're protecting him, but then not really,
because
he's going
to
have a hard time getting
it. Oh, he has to fight for it, yes. But we have to worry about the city first. And even the city, the city had no right to build it there, but because it's a rabbim, we have special dispensation for that. Why by boy when there's a suffix down, we say, Loika, don't knock it down. And over here we say that we don't know, knock it down, but you don't pay. What's the difference? So you say very simple. What happened by a boy if you planted a tree before I paid the boy? And you don't have to knock a tree down at all. And now we have a suffix which came first, so we don't, it's a suffix, we leave things the way, the status quo, and let the other guy prove it. Over here, regardless of whether the city was there first or whether the tree was there first, we always knock the tree down, so we knock it down. The question is whether they get paid or not. Suffix, so therefore, you want money, you prove that you were there first. Here is meant to be knocked down. Money, prove it, and then you'll collect. You distance your granary, the place we do all your winnowing. your threshing floor, kavua, if it's permanent, I mean, an ear from the city, chamish mam, this is 50 amos, because when you throw it up in the ear and then the chaff gets separated and it causes damage, it flies into the city. And also it lands in other people's gardens and ruins it. But you shouldn't make a fixed threshing floor inside your own property next to your neighbor. Also, the same thing, you need a distance of 50 amas because the wind blows it, carries it. So you need a distance of 50 amas. You distance yourself from the trees of your friend or from his plowed field. Here we doesn't seem to be saying 50 amas. It seems to be saying a different distance. Measure what normally how far it normally travels, from the and then that's how far away you should do the threshing floor from the trees or from a plowed field. So you want to know why over here we don't say just 50 amas like everywhere else. The safer, we have two answers. The buy answers here we're talking about not a permanent threshing floor. Not a permanent threshing floor, it doesn't have to be 50 amas. Just see how far it is. What's considered a threshing floor which is not permanent? If you don't have special implements to do the threshing, it's just a temporary thing you're doing, and therefore you don't need to be 50 amas. You'd rely mainly on the wind, so different rules altogether.
So you can't make one even temporarily.
It could be 10 amas away, you have to just see how far it is. In other words, when you have a rachas, the way it is, you throw it high up in the air, and the wind does a little bit knocking, and then how do you throw it up? You have this rachas that throws it really high in the air. But if it's temporary, you just throw it yourself, not very high, the wind doesn't carry that far, so you look, see how long, if there's 20 amas it carries, 20 amas, and so on. Says the Gemara, that's a bayah. So there's two parts to the Mishnah, temporary, not temporary. Rabashim, I don't think there's a difference between temporary and not temporary. It's all the same. Matam karma. The Mishnah is telling you why. Matam and machikin goyin kivu amenir chamishim amma. Why did we distance 50 amma? Kadesh la yazik in order. The reason, the Mishnah is telling you, why taka do you have to distance 50 ammas your threshing floor from the city? Because it can cause damage. Meister, I'll ask you a question. Look, the Braith said, machikin goyin kivu amenir city chamishim amma. Ukashem Shemachikim in the Echamishimama, Kach Machikin, he distant with Lua from his melons and Shua, from his cucumber and Tiyosa, from his trees, Umenido Shechaveda from his plowed field, Chamishimama, Kadesh La Yazik. It's clearly here that even from a plowed field of your friend or a tree or the trees, you have to distance 50 amas. So according to Baya Rav Ashi, Nichik Rav Ashi holds, everything needs 50 amas, makes no difference. According to Baya, you said before that a temporary thing, you don't have to be 50 amas. Here it says 50 amas, Kasha, you're right, it's a question. Says the Gemara, Bishlam, I understand why you have to distance 50 amas, Mimakshaysa, Midlua, the Ozil Avoka, comes the dirt, Vasibalibe, comes the dirt, and he carries it to Motzila, and he causes damage. Okay, I understand. El Meniremai, why is a plowed field means nothing planted yet? Just you plowed the whole field, you're ready for planting. So what's wrong if I do my threshing within 50 amas? What are you worried about? And my Omer Ababa Bazavdu, Vitem Ababa Bazutim, you know why? Mipnesha Oisa Oisa Golol. What happens is, with all the junk from the wheat, it lands on the ground, becomes like a compost, and it turns into fertilizer. And it will burn, if you have too much fertilizer, it will ruin the seeds that you planted. So you're going to adversely affect the field ahead of you. Stop here.